类最伟大的
The greatest creation of man
所能做出来的
All that we can make
与神所造的还是差太远
Compared to God, we are far, far away
你竟然说没有上帝
And you still can say there's no God
让你过去过得活得笨的生活
So you have led a foolish life
瑞士曾经制造一个很准确的钟300年差一秒
There has been a very precise clock in Switzerland for 300 years only missed by 1 second.
不是机械感,
it's not a mechanical clock.
当然是声音感,
it's quartz clock.
而且特别准确的声音,
it's a very precise quartz clock.
戴在手上的,
it's not something for your hand.
是在瑞士总公司国家里面所留的那个就最准确的表。
It is the most precision clock in their labs, in their HQ.
我每次看到人的成就的时候。
But whenever I see the accomplishment of man,
我看到的是神的荣耀。
I only see the glory of God.
我相信你做人与我做人有不同的地方。
I think there's a difference between you and me.
其中有不同的地方，我告诉你。
One of them is this.
任何一件事，我从神的宝座来看。
Everything in life, I look at it through the throne of God.
我不要从人的感觉来看。
I don't want to see it from the feeling of
it. 不要从我自私的观念来看。
I don't want to see it from my selfish concepts.
魏忠贤这个人
The person 魏忠贤
人家问他说请你告诉我谁是好人谁是坏人
was asked can you tell me who is a good and bad person of that person
皇帝把他叫来的时候
when the emperor called him
forward, 问他这个问题
he asked him the same
魏忠贤你告诉我
you tell me this 魏忠
贤谁是好人谁是坏人
who is good and who is bad
他说陛下这个答案很简单
your honor is very simple
什么简单
how simple is it
讲来给我听
tell me
反对我好的都是好人
those who are against me are good
Against me 都不会困，对我好的都是好人。
啊，都是 good to me 啊 ，good。
所以对我坏的都是坏人。
啊，都是 bad to me 啊 ，bad。
哦，是这样啊。
So then, firstly,
魏忠贤式的人生观呢？
啊 ，so his idea of life
就是以自私做出发点的。
Came about from selfishness。
我今天不要做这样的人。
But I don't want to be a person like that。
主耶稣告诉我们
，Because Jesus Christ said，
你要舍己。
You must give up yourself.
定做一切的时候
When you decide all things,
你不要以自己的出发点定这个好那个不好
Do not use it from your own standpoint.
对我有利的就是好
Things that are good to me is good.
对我无利的就是不好
Things that are not good to me is no good. That's not the case.
你要从神的宝座来看
We want to see it from the truth of God.
荣耀神的是吧
What that glorify God is good.
羞辱主的是不好
That disgrace God is no good.
合神心意是吧
That is to the will of God is good.
合神心意是不好
That is against his will is no good.
Amen.
Amen.
当你就是这种眼光来看待一切的时候
When you learn to view all things through this method
你就训练自己有神学过程的思想功能
You are training yourself to have theological thoughts
这个叫做 theologization in your determination in your discerning power
就是在你生命中鉴定的人有神学的思想
神学化的过程
You theologize everything
每件事你把它神学化
Everything you see you must theologize
聪明的人很多事情都把它逻辑化
Those who are smart always use logical methods
这个叫 logicalization
This is logicalization
我告诉 logicalization 需要训练很长的时间
You need to train yourself for a long time for this
但是基督徒要超过那个
But Christians should transcend this.
那是什么呢
What do we use?
Theologization.
We must theologize everything.
无论什么事情看发生了
Whatever that happened.
无论什么现象产生了
Whatever we can see physically.
以神的宝座来看
You see it from the throne of God.
以神的眼光来看
From the eyes of God.
照着神的心意来看
From the heart of God.
那就你明白那是不是真理
Then you will know whether it's the truth.
这样的基督徒
A Christian like that.
才会继续不断为神发光
Will be a person that will shine for God continually.
今天的圣经告诉我们
The Bible tells us today.
基督用他全全能的命令托住万有。
Jesus sustained all things by his powerful word.
这个世界的存在。
So the existence of the world.
这个世界继续不断的保留。
The continual preservation of the world.
也是创造者的动能继续用他的命令来托住的。
Came about because of the sustaining power and word of the creator.
这样的神不是与我们无关的神。
A God like that is not a God without a relationship with us.
今天为什么你听到没有兴趣呢
？Why is it that you're not interested in service?
因为你感到讲的跟我没有关系。
Because you think this is irrelevant.
牧师每天讲的跟我没有关系的。
There's no relevance to my life.
我告诉你不是的。
I say not so.
没有一节的圣经呢是与你没有关系。
Not a single Bible verse is without relationship with us.
怎么样从其中找到圣经这句话与我的关系？这 theologization 的力量要很强。
But you need to have a great power of theologization to bring relevance to the Bible.
这也是神学院很烦很少教导成功的一个教导。
This is something which a seminary can hardly teach successfully.
这也是许多解经书里面没有办法达到的一个重要的目的。
And this is something which a lot of Bible commentaries cannot reach.
所以刚 当我们解经的时候
，so when we have exposition of the Bible，
我用的方法不一样
，my methods are different。
我不是咬文嚼字把你带到字里里面，结果呢失去信息对你的效用。
I do not look at it just literally so that it loses its meaning。
我要把里面的这个真理呢，与我们生命之间的关系合起来，成为一个光照世界。启发我们的作用。
I want to find the truth so that it can inspire our life and enlighten us in our life.
耶稣基督用他全能的命令托住万有。
And Jesus Christ used his powerful word to sustain all things.
这什么意思呢？
What does this mean?
表示这个万有与创造者之间是每时每刻有关系。
It means that all things have a relationship with the Creator every single moment of the day.
我们大家看希伯来书四章。第十三节
Let us look at Hebrews chapter 4 verse 13.
我们看到这里知道这个思想在另外一处的地方已经表现出来了
And you see that the thought is already expressed in another passage.
希伯来书第四章第十三节
Chapter 4 verse 13.
翻到了我们大家一同来读
Let us read it together.
希伯来书第四章第十三节
Chapter 4 verse 13.
我们一同来读一二三没有一样在他面前不是显然的原来万物在那与我们有关系的主面前都是赤露敞开你看到了吗
Have you seen this?
这一节圣经是对自然神论最大的攻击
This is the greatest assault on deism
这一节圣经是对自然神论最大的否定
This is the greatest denial of deism
Nothing is irrelevant with its creator
在上帝面前没有一样事情是没有关系的
Because everyone is exposing himself before God
因为圣经告诉我们我们在上帝面前都是敞开的
神面前他看透我们的一切
Because he sees through everything
在神面前我们的一举一动我们的思想我们的行为都在他的监察之下
In front of God everything is exposed our thoughts and our actions
神造了万有
God created all things
没有一件与创造主是没有关系
Not a single thing is without a relationship with Creator God
这个伟大的信仰原则里面
And from this great understanding and principle
我们知道神对我们讲的话是活的
We know that the word of God is alive
神的道对我们有托住的功用
His word has sustained Power for us.
神的光要照耀我们
His light is going to enlighten us.
使我们没有办法离开他而自己生存
So that we cannot survive apart from him.
因为我们的生命气息都做存留都在乎他
Because our life, our breath, our existence is upon him.
感谢上帝
Thanks be to God.
当我们谈到这个托住主这个关系的时候
When we think about this sustaining power and the relationship.
第四句话在第三句里马上提到另外一个层次
Another layer can be seen in verse 3 verse 4
托住万有的基督
The Christ that sustains all things
他又做什么呢
What else does he do
他也是洗净人罪的基督
He provided purification for sins
在这里你给我们看见了两个很大的不同的层次
So there's two different areas altogether
一个是基督与自然的关系
First of all is the relationship between Christ and nature
接下去基督与圣徒同教会的关系
followed by the relationship of Christ and the church and the saints
我两个礼拜前跟你们讲到在这几节的圣经提了基督与三方面的关系
a few weeks ago I talked about the three relationship between Christ and three things
基督与世界的关系
relationship between Christ and the world
基督与父神的关系
Christ and God the Father
基督与教会的关系
and Christ and the church
原来创造之物没有一样是与创造之主没有关系
All created things have a direct relationship with Creator God.
当我们提到基督的上帝荣耀所发出的光辉的时候，他是神本体的真相，神真理的启示者。
So,
他与神的关系是。
When we say that God is Jesus Christ is the radiance of God, He is God Himself, and we can see God through Him.
Jesus is the revelation of God Himself.
他是上帝的启示者。
Jesus is an embodiment of the glory and the image of the invisible God.
他是看不见上帝的形象所我们能够看到的本体
He is the only begotten son of the creator
他是创造主唯一的独生子
Secondly
第二点
The relationship between Christ and the universe
耶稣与所有创造界的关系
He is the creator He is the accomplisher
他是创造者他也是成全者
He is the one to begin to start and the one to summon to consume and to consummate the world
他是创造者他也是成全者
感谢上帝
Thanks be to God
Now, in between the Alpha point and the Omega point Jesus is a sustaining power of the everything in the universe.
在创造的 Alpha 跟结束的 Omega， 耶稣基督在当中托住万有。
这样我们提到第三样，
说的 third thing，
基督与圣徒之间的关系。
The relationship between Jesus Christ and Christians。
与我们是有关系的吗
？Is there a relationship there？
是
，Yes。
他不但托住万有
，Not only does he sustain all things，
他使万有可以恒常供应我们肉体的需要。
He continues to provide for us physically。
这个就像哥罗西书第一章告诉我们
，This is what Colossians chapter one says。
万有是为我们造的
，All things are created for us，
而我们是为神而造的
，But we are created for God。
上帝造万有是为了我们的存活
，So God created all things for our existence。
上帝造我们是为了他的荣耀
，But God created us for His glory。
所以让神托住万有来托住我们
，And so God sustains all things and sustains us。
这样的自然托住够不够呢
？But is this natural sustaining enough？
不够的
，It's not enough。
我们需要另外一个神与我们的关系。
But because we need another relationship between ourselves and God，
或是启示的关系。
It's not a relationship of revelation，
不是创造的关系。
Or relationship of creation，
而是救赎的关系。
But the relationship of salvation。
所以这里第三节的第四句话就告诉我们。
So the fourth portion of the third verse tells us，
洗净了人的罪。
He provided perfect。
第五句话告诉我们
，The fifth portion，
就坐在至高上帝的右边。
He sat down at the right hand of the Majesty in heaven。
所以这里给我们看见了这个第三节一共有五句话。
So in verse three there is five portions。
第一句话
，First portion，
它是荣耀的光辉。
He's the radiance of God's glory。
第二句话
，Second one，
它是本体的真相。
He's the exact representation of the being。
第三句话
，The third one，
它用全能命令托住万有
，Sustaining all things by His powerful word。
第四句话
，Fourthly，
它洗净了人的罪。
Provided purification
for sins. Fifthly,
he sat down at the right hand of the Majesty in heaven.
好，我们大家再来读这一节的圣经，好不好？
Let's read verse three again.
希伯来书第一章第三节。
Chapter one, verse three.
我们一同来读。他是上帝荣耀所发的光辉，是上帝本体的真相，常用他全能的命令托住万有。他洗净了人的罪。就坐在高天至大者的右边，所以第三句跟第四句之间的关系是什么呢
？What is the relationship between the third part and the fourth part of this verse？
就是我们人生命两方面的需要。
And there's two portions of needs in our life。
我们不是单单靠着物质的世界而活着。
We don't survive just by material world。
我们乃是靠着神的道而活着。
We survive by the word of God。
而神的道对我们来说不单是创造者。
So the word of God is not only because of creation.
神的道不单是启示的。
Not only is it revealed to us.
在受启示的道里面，所以我们明白的最高峰就是神给我们的救赎。
The greatest things that the created and revealed word is to us is the message of salvation.
这样，这里就提到他洗净人的罪了。
And this tells us that he purified our sins.
基督与教会之间的关系是什么呢
？What is the relationship between Jesus and the church?
就是他借着他的救赎。他赦罪之恩使我们从罪人变成圣徒使我们从社会变成教会
And that is because of his power of salvation he changes us from a sinner to a saint from a person to a society from society to the church
感谢上帝
Thanks be to God
所以这里提到赦罪的恩典问题
So this tells us the grace of salvation
在这个归正的神学系统里面
In Reformed theology
我们看见两大恩惠的范围
We see that there are two big graces
第一个范围就是上帝的普遍恩惠
The first one is God's common grace
第二个范围就是上帝的救赎恩惠
The second one is God's saving grace
Common grace and saving grace 大家说 Common grace and saving grace 为什么要把上帝恩惠分成两大范围呢
Why do we classify in these two manner
因为那些不信主的人他们仍旧是在神的恩惠中间而存在
Because non-Christians also exist under the grace of God
你说的不信主的人跟我们差不多一样的嘛
You say those non-Christians are similar to us
我不信主不是也可以了吗
So it's better to be a non-Christian
我告诉你很不同的
It's very different
因为他们照样领受神的恩惠
Because although they have the same common grace
不同的他们不懂得向施恩的上帝献上感恩
They do not know how to give thanks to this God that gave him the grace.
第二样
Secondly,
他们领受的是从自然界受到神所供应他们的恩惠。
What they have is this grace that God has given to all natural world.
他们没有领受神超自然 救赎他们，给他们永生的恩惠。
They have never accepted the supernatural grace that gives them eternity and salvation.
所以我们对基督的认识
，So our understanding of Christ，
不要停留在基督的创造者是宇宙性的基督，那是个肤浅的地步。
Should not just stop at the stage where Christ is the Creator and the Creator of the whole universe.
我们更要接受基督是救赎我、赦免我的罪、洗净我的心、拯救我灵魂的基督。
We must understand Christ as the Christ that has accepted us and cleansed us and saved us.
这样呢，我们就看见整个希伯来书的序言在十三节里面被成全起来了。
And then we can see that all these are accomplished by the first few verses of the Hebrews.
感谢上帝。
Thanks be to God.
我三个礼拜前对你们讲。
Three weeks ago, I said this to you.
不能想象有哪一个使徒可以在这么短的几句话里面把这么丰富的真理把它表达得清楚。
I cannot imagine a more precise representation by any apostle within these few short verses.
感谢上帝。
Thanks be to God.
这里希伯来书的作者提到基督是洗净人的罪恶的那一位。
The author of Hebrews tells us that Christ is the person that purifies all human sins.
这一句话就显明了基督所做的工作是超过所有宗教家、宗教创办人、文化、哲学思想家所有最伟大的人间的智慧之子。
This tells us that Christ is far beyond all religious leaders, all philosophers, and all thinkers of mankind.
从来没有人可以洗净人的罪。
Because not a single person in history can purify us of our sins.
无论这个世界有多大的智慧。
It doesn't matter how much wisdom you have.
无论人的聪明产生了多少的科学的知识。
Or how much scientific knowledge we can produce.
无论我们建立了多少科技的发展。
Or how much scientific development we have.
我们有一件事永远不能做到的。
One thing we will never accomplish.
就是我们只能犯罪，增加罪哦。我们没办法除罪，没办法洗罪。
And that is we can only continue to sin more and more, but we can never eliminate sin.
所以在这一节的第四句话，就把基督超文化、超科学、超过所有世界的智慧、更大的能力，就显明出来了。
So this portion of the Bible tells us that Christ transcends culture, transcends time, and has great power over all things.
这样，当我们对基督的认识到这个地步的时候
，So when we understand Christ in this manner，
我们才知道这是他工作的重点。
Then we know that this is a central part of his work.
我们不是单单知道基督是创造者。
Not only do we recognize him as the creator.
我们不是单单知道基督是保护者。
Not only do we recognize him as the provider.
我们不是单单知道基督是启示者。
Not only do we recognize him as the revealer.
我们不是单单知道基督是成全者。
Not only do we recognize that he accomplished all things.
我们不是单单知道基督是历史的主宰中掌权者。
Not only do we recognize him as Lord of history.
我们更知道基督与人的关系。以我们个别最重要的关系是他解决我们罪恶的问题。
We know that his relationship to us is very personal in that he eliminates the problem of sin in our life.
这个得胜是绝对的。
And this victory is absolute in nature.
因为他洗净了人罪就坐在上帝的右边了。
Because after purification of sin, he sat down at the right hand of God.
所以这两句话总结起来
，When we summarize both these portions,
已经成全。已经得胜的救恩是我们的主所成全所得胜的。
It tells us that what Christ has accomplished is salvation that has already been done.
感谢上帝。
Thanks be to God.
这样当你认识基督的时候
，So when you know Christ，
除非你认识到他的救赎与你的关系，你对他的认识是不完全的。
Your knowing of Christ is incomplete unless you understand the relationship of Him and your salvation.
所以就是全本圣经启示有关基督是道的最高峰和最中心的典故。
And this is the most important climax of the entire revelation of the Bible regarding salvation.
当亚当在伊甸园的时候
，When Adam was in the Garden of Eden,
神要试验他
，And God wanted to try him.
神赐他命令。
And so God gave him a command.
神许可他受试探。
And God allowed him to be tempted.
试炼与试探是绝对的必须。
Trials and temptations are absolute necessities.
人的被造性在中介的地位中间需要受考验。
Because we are created in a neutral position and we needed to be tried.
神是蛇进到伊甸园里面。
And God allowed the serpent to enter the garden.
神建造了一个分辨善恶树的果子在其中。
And he created a tree that will tell you the knowledge of good and evil.
这些不是附庸，不是失败，乃是神给我们试验试探中间绝对必须存在的事物。
And these are not mistakes, but absolute necessary things that should exist.
然后怎么办呢？
And after that, what happened?
神把他 道的自由放在人的里面。
And God gave us His created freedom.
所以人就有个道德的基础，有了道德的责任，又听到了道德性的命令。
And so we have the foundation for ethics and morality, and we hear the commandment of ethics.
那就是当人以自我为中心的时候，神就说你有罪了。
But when we choose to be self-centered, God said you have sinned.
因为什么呢？因为人可以选择以神为中心的生活，或者以自己为中心的生活。
Because man has the freedom to choose a God-centered life or a self-centered life.
当人与神结合在一起的时候
，But when man is reconciled with God,
这个叫做归于一合而为一。
That is, we become one with Him.
当人以自己为中心的时候
，But when we are self-centered,
就是离开义的本体，成为一个不义。
We have moved away from righteousness itself and become unrighteous.
这就是罪的开始。
And this is the beginning of sin.
这个问题怎么解决呢
？How do we solve this problem?
这也是基督所能解决。
And only Christ can solve this problem.
唯有基督才能解决。
And only Christ can solve this problem.
希伯来书第一章第三节的第四句话、第五句话。
So the fourth and fifth portion of verse 3 in Hebrews chapter 1.
基督的工作，这个提升到最完美的、最高峰的这一点，他洗净人罪，又坐在父的右边。
Show us the greatest of all that Christ has done in that He has purified our sins and sat down at the right hand of the Father.
让你看见全本圣经的主题就在这里。
So the entire theme of the Bible is to be seen here.
圣经不是科学的书。
The Bible is not a scientific book.
圣经论到科学的一切事都是真实的。
But whenever the Bible talks about science, it becomes real.
圣经不是单论大自然的事情的书。
The Bible does not talk about nature alone.
但是圣经论到大自然的事情，连最新的物理学是能够点头说是的，原是如此。
But when the Bible mentions about nature, even the latest scientists will say yes, this is true.
而圣经在自然的在受造界中间所提出的更高峰的中心，就是神救赎的计划。
But the most important thing the Bible wants to point out is the salvation plan of God.
所以基督的洗罪就成为超越自然，更是超越所有宗教。神特别的作为。
So the purification of sins by Christ is something that transcends all faith and all religion.
这是全本圣经的主题。
This is the main theme of the whole Bible.
人的罪与神的拯救。
The sin of man and the salvation of God.
人的抵挡与基督的顺从。
The opposition of man and the submission of Christ.
人因罪而死，从基督再死带来的新的生命。
The death of man because of sin and the new life that Christ has brought.
感谢上帝。
Thanks be to God.
这是基督是谁？
Who is Christ?
基督洗罪的那一位。
Christ is the person that purifies us. Who is he?
代理罪的羔羊。
He is the lamb that bore our sins.
这个观念到底什么时候开始？
When did this concept begin?
你说是从四世纪约翰开始。
He said from John the Baptist.
看啊。
Behold,
上帝的羔羊,
the Lamb of God,
除去世人罪恶,
the one that brings away all our sins.
你注意呢，四世约翰的讲章不太多。
John the Baptist did not speak for very much.
比今天许多传道牧师的讲章更少。
A lot lesser than many preachers today.
但四世约翰的讲章一讲出来，就把整个圣经的中心点出来。
But John the Baptist showed us the entire theme of the Bible immediately.
这是一个很特别的先知。
He is a very special prophet.
他是把全本旧约的圣经用一两句话就可以概括出来的一个 reductionist。
He's a person that uses only a few words, a reductionist that concisely presents the Old Testament.
德国有个神学家叫做 Paul Tillich.
There is a German theologian called Paul Tillich.
这个后来被 Reinhold Niebuhr 请去在美国 Princeton 教神学。
And he was teaching theology in Princeton.
他十年前他是 Chicago 神学院做美国最重要的神学教授。
He was the greatest of all theologians in Chicago.
这个人在出他的书里面提到一句话。
And in his book he said this.
他说 Martin Luther is one of the greatest reductionists in the history of mankind.
他说马丁路德是人历史里面用最简短 的文章所做出文章的人。
他可以看几千万的字。
He can see many, many thousands of words. But just a few concise sentences to represent. And this is very difficult.
我们不懂的人常常几件事呢几句话我们不懂讲得啰啰嗦嗦人家都不懂。
Those of us usually do it the other way around. We keep going on and on.
但一个思想受过很精简训练的人
But a person who has been trained in a very precise manner.
样样都可以。
He can do both things.
两句话他可以推演的一大堆出来。
From two sentences, he can talk a long time.
千万句话他可以归纳出两句话。
But in other words, he can summarize a lot of things to a few concise sentences.
这个里面的 deductive 和 inductive 的功能都是很强。
So deductive and inductive functioning is very important.
Martin Luther was one of the greatest reductionists in the human history.
So Martin Luther 就是人类历史当中一个这样的人。
我读了那一句话。
When I read this,
我很受洗。
I was very attracted to it.
当我把马丁路德跟施洗约翰做一个比较的时候
，But when I compare Martin Luther and John the Baptist,
我发现 John the Baptist was genuinely, truly the greatest reductionist in the world.
我觉得只是施洗约翰比他更厉害。
你读旧约读到最后打瞌睡，醒来再读还读不懂，读了一生还没有读完。
You try to read the Old Testament, you always fall asleep. It's so long.
全本旧约
，the whole Old Testament.
施洗约翰用一句话表达出来
，and John the Baptist represented with one sentence. Behold.
上帝的羔羊
，The Lamb of God，
除去世人罪
，He who will bring away our sins。
他比以赛亚，比这个但以理、以西结、耶利米更精简的把救赎论指向耶稣基督。
He showed us salvation much better than Isaiah or Ezekiel and all these prophets.
所以希伯来书第一章第三节的第四句话。
So the fourth portion of the third verse of the first chapter.
重新肯定施洗约翰的那一个。
Once again, establish what John the Baptist told us.
他洗净了人的罪。
He purified all sins.
请你注意啊。
Remember this.
这一句话讲出来的时候。
When this word was spoken.
是跟托住万有罪的比较。
It is a comparison between sustaining all sins.
这一句话讲完以后。
After this.
就跟坐在父上的右边再做一个相连。
There is a connection between sitting down at the right hand of the Majesty.
这个全本圣经从来没有的。
There is no such other similarity in the Bible.
其他地方提到基督与自然的时候
，In another portion when they talk about Christ and nature,
直接提到他的救赎功能。
There is no relationship between that and the salvation.
其他地方提到基督洁净人的罪以后
，In another scripture after purification of sins,
没有直接提到坐在右边。
There is no relationship between sitting on the right hand.
都讲他死了，第三天复活。三天才坐在神的右边。
Usually talk about the death of Christ, the resurrection, and then the ascension of Christ.
这样简洁的叙述
，but such a concise description.
里面隐藏着什么智慧呢
？What kind of wisdom does it have?
请你注意听下面的话语。
Remember this and take note of this.
当希伯来的书的作者提到基督与自然的关系以后
，After mentioning the relationship between Christ and the nature,
马上总结到与人的救赎的关系。
Immediately the author went to the relationship of salvation.
再总结到以差遣他来成就救恩的上帝的关系。
And then immediately went to the relationship between him and God who sent him.
他是哪一位呢
？Who is he？
就是施洗约翰所讲的，看呐、啊，上帝的羔羊，除去世人罪孽。
This is what John the Baptist pointed out to. Behold the Lamb of God, He who will take away our sins.
除罪。
The person who take away sins.
基督教唯有基督教而有的信息。
This is the only message that can be found in Christianity.
其他的宗教呢
？All other religions.
他们是将功补过。
All of them try to recover sins.
以善行废除他们的恶行。
To use good works to eliminate what they have done. This
没有洗净罪恶的观念。
There is no concept of purification.
没有救赎的观念。
There's no concept of salvation.
甚至连回教总结的时候还是没有救赎的观念。
In the same manner, Islamic religion also does not have the concept of salvation.
穆罕默德最后一句话是讲什么呢
？So the last sentence of Muhammad.
围绕在他病床旁边快要死的这个创办人对他们讲什么话呢
？To the people who were around his sick bed.
他终长老啊。
He said, "All of you elders,
千万不要以为我能赦免你们的罪。
Do not think that I can forgive your sins.
你们千万不要我能拯救你们。
Do not think that I will save you.
你们要为我祷告。
You must pray for me.
你们自己行善。
You must do good work yourself.
那么我死了，可以在上帝的身边有一个好的位置。
So that I will have a good position beside God.
基督死以前是为别人祷告。穆罕默德死以前是叫人帮他祷告。
And Christ prayed for other people, but Allah asked people to pray for him.
基督以救赎者的身份洗净人的罪，他告诉人你们的自己行善盼望，你们可以带到上帝的面。
And Christ was the Savior and He saved us, but this Muhammad has to tell people to pray for him.
完全不一样的事情。
It's very different.
你要清楚明白你所信的是谁。
So you must understand clearly who you believe in.
基督是洗净人罪的救主。
Christ is a Savior that purifies us and cleanses us.
这件事是慢慢慢慢宗教进化发展出来的结论吗
？Is this a conclusion that came from evolution of our faith?
最后这句话是19世纪德国 Tübingen School 所产生出来的观念。
And this is the concept from the Tübingen School in Germany in the 19th century.
那个时候重要的人物。
At that time, important people.
像 Christian Ferdinand Bauer.
Like people like Ferdinand Bauer.
像 Wellhausen.
Wellhausen.
有发展到 Adolf von Harnack.
Adolf von Harnack.
还有 Wilhelm Hermann.
And all these Wilhelm Hermann.
这是新派的神学家。
These are liberal theologians.
他们甚至不相信。神直接启示他的真理在人间。
They do not believe that God gave us direct revelation in on earth.
好像人的宗教就像进化论一样，经过很长的阶段，才慢慢进到最高峰的道德伦理宗教。
They think that faith is just a progression of evolution of thoughts.
但是今天我要告诉你，不是的。
But today I tell you this is not the case.
创世纪最先的几面里面。
Because in the first few pages of the book of Genesis,
已经提到救赎的要旨。
We already see the principle of salvation.
亚当犯罪的时候，
After Adam has sinned,
他就惧怕了。
He was afraid.
他就感到天气冷了。
Suddenly he felt cold.
他感到应当逃避了。
He thought that he has escaped.
他就开始折下树枝。
And he started
putting down the leaves.
And made clothing for himself.
这是最先的 Hawaii 人。
And this is the first Hawaiian.
你看到了没有呢？
Have you seen this?
这些事告诉我们什么呢？
What does all this tell us?
心里的反应来了。
There is a reaction from the heart.
位分失去了。
He lost the status.
罪已经搬上来了。
And sin has already come
into the world. 破坏大自然。
Destruction came.
遮盖羞耻。
And covering of shame.
用人的办法来解除他的羞辱。
We use man's method to remove our disgrace.
这几点都可以讲几个钟头。
You can speak for hours on this.
我不知道什么时候跟你们讲这些事情。
One of these days we'll do this.
但请你注意下面这些话。
But remember this.
当他位分失去的时候。
When he lost his status.
神的追讨就从这里开始。
And God started searching for him.
上帝没有问人啊，你做了什么？
God did not ask him, what have you done?
上帝没有问你到底讲过什么。
And God did not say, what have you said?
上帝说人你在哪里。
God said, man, where are you?
这是 a problem, a matter of your universal identity.
这有关于你普世上面的位格的问题。
宇宙身份问题。
The universal identity.
不是道德问题。
It is not an ethical question.
不是言论问题。
It's not a question of your words.
不是思想问题。
Not your thoughts.
是你的地位问题。
But where your status is.
Where are you?
你在哪里？
Where are you, man?
你在哪里？
人啊，你在哪？
Where are you?
你现在的地位不是你应当有的原位。
Your status now is not what you should have.
It's not your original status.
不是你原有的位置。
为你原先所定的地位不是这个地位。
The position that I originally created for you is not like what you are today.
请你注意。
So remember this.
罪不是行为的损犯。
Sin is not a matter of action.
那是很肤浅的看法。
This is a very shallow understanding.
罪是地位的出卖。
Sin is a betrayal of your identity.
罪是身份的堕落。
Sin is a degradation of your identity.
罪与你发生了关系。
Because sin has a relationship with you.
神追求你的位分。
And God wants to search after your original identity.
亚当说什么？
What did Adam say?
我在园中。
I am in the garden.
你的声音。
I heard your voice.
我就惧怕。
I am afraid.
你岂不是已经吃了我吩咐你不可吃的那果子吗？
Did you not eat the fruit of the tree that I told you not to?
亚当出来。
And Adam came out.
亚当出来的时候。
And he came out.
穿的是那个叶子做的裙子。
He wore things that are made of leaves.
这个问题到二十世纪才开始注意环保问题。
And then only the 20th century we talk about environmental friendliness.
你不要笑我。我用神宝座的眼光看任何一个问题的时候，我很害怕。人实在很笨。
I realized that human beings are very foolish when I look at it from the throne of God.
当科学最进步的时候，
when scientific advancement at its peak,
也就是人用自己的傲慢、自己的聪明，把唯一被造最好的环境破坏到乌烟瘴气的时候。
It's also a time where we pollute our environment, the things that are best given to us.
犯罪以后要怎么样呢？
What do you do after you sin?
要洗罪。
You must be purified.
人能洗罪吗？
Can human being purify ourselves?
不能洗罪。
No.
那只能什么呢？
What can you do?
遮罪。
You can only hide.
什么？把遮盖起来。
To hide it.
把树遮下来。
To take the leaf.
盖起来。
And cover it.
所以不是洗罪，而是遮盖罪。
It's not cleansing, but just covering.
用什么办法呢？
What type of method?
用文化的办法。
We use cultural method.
什么就是文化呢？
What does this mean?
文过则非。
Culture is...It's something that you hear, and but it's not the case.
你就是把遮盖你的罪哦。
Something that you cover up.
You try to cover up your sin, cover up your fault, cover up your weakness by cultural achievement.
用文化的成就来遮盖你所有的错过。
第二样呢
？Secondly，
你呢就把是的当做不是的，把罪当做不是罪的，你把它慢过去。
You go ahead and you treat what is false to be true, and then you just move on from there.
化妆成上。
It's like a cosmetic covering.
这是文化的一个功用。
And this is what culture does to us.
神的功用是什么？
What about God?
不是遮盖。
He doesn't cover us.
要除去。
He wants to eliminate.
不是定罪。
He's not judging us.
要赦罪。
He wants to forgive us.
所以上帝说亚当出来。
So God said Adam come forward.
亚当出来以后怎么样？
And what did Adam say?
你我穿什么衣服？
He said, what are you wearing?
我坐下来。
Something from the trees.
我告诉你。
Let me tell you this.
树叶在树上是绿色的，这下来不久变成黄色的。
When the leaves are on the tree, they are green. After you pluck it down, it becomes yellow in color.
这个不是随便讲的。
And this is not something that just happened easily.
以赛亚书六十四章提到。
This is what Isaiah said in Isaiah 64.
我们的义如同污秽的衣服。
Our righteousness are like filthy rags.
我们的义如同枯干的叶子。
Our righteousness are like withered leaves.
全本圣经的神学，我不应当单单叫它系统神学，我应当叫它是有机性的神学。
The entire Bible should not be called systematic theology, but organic theology.
叶子怕两件事情。
Leaves are afraid of two things.
太阳照，它就枯黄一下。
They are afraid of a strong sun, they will wither.
叶子怕第二件事情。
Second thing.
叶子给风一吹，就遮不住你的羞辱了。
When the wind blows, you cannot cover your disgrace.
你的文化没有办法洗罪。
So culture cannot cleanse us of our sins.
真正洗罪的是什么？
What is the death that will take away our sins?
羔羊的代死。
It is the death of the lamb.
所以上帝说，
So God says,
我已经为你预备了用皮所做的衣服。
I have already prepared for you clothing made of skin.
皮所做的衣服。
Animal skins.
哪里来的皮？
Where does the skin come from?
你不要忘记，你每次穿一双皮鞋，就有一些动物为你死了。
Don't forget that every time you wear something made of leather, some animals have to die.
你带个皮包，就有一只牛为你死过。
If a leather bag comes from a cow,
你穿一件皮，就有一只牛剥皮给你。
A leather jacket came from a cow somewhere.
最先犯罪的是人。
So man sinned first.
最先死的不是亚当。
But the first thing that died is not Adam.
这个叫做什么？
What does this mean?
这叫做代死的救赎。
This is salvation that came from somebody dying for you.
所以我会告诉你。
So let me tell you this.
圣经从起初就把救恩论的原则定了。
So you see the principle of salvation from the beginning of the scripture.
不像 Tubigan School 所讲的宗教进化，慢慢才想出那些东西。
It's not like what the Tubigan people say is evolution. No.
皮哪里来的？
Where does the skin come from?
让我们想象好不好？
Let me imagine this.
让我们 theologize.
Let us theologize this.
神怎么有皮衣的？
Where does God get leather
jacket from? 他被哪一个皮革工厂订这件衣服？
From where does he order this?
当亚当犯罪的时候，
After Adam had sinned,
神很痛苦。
God was pained.
但是他亲手杀死他所造的动物。
Surely he killed his created being.
把皮脱下来，
and took out the skin.
亲手为亚当做的皮内衣。
And made a clothing for Adam.
这是全本圣经的主题。
This is the theme of the Bible.
罪的救赎。
The salvation of sin.
亚当。
Adam,
你不要以为你可以用自然界的办法解决你罪的问题。
Do not think that you can solve your sin by using natural methods.
你不能。
You can't do that.
你只能用生命的代死来解决你罪的问题。
You can only solve your problem by the sacrificial life being given to you.
我不知道那一天上帝是杀一只牛或者一只羊。
I do not know what God killed, whether it's a cow or a lamb.
当把这个牛拉出来的时候。
But when this animal was brought out,
这牛会问上帝妈什么事？
The cow may ask God, what's happening?
羊会问他说，咩？为什么？
And the lamb may ask the same question, why am I here?
我要你死。
And God said, I want you to die.
我不要死，我没有错。
I didn't do anything wrong.
我要你预表我的儿子耶稣基督有到世界上为人死。
But I want you to show that my son Jesus Christ will die for mankind.
当他们听见这句话的时候，
But when these animals hear this,
他们一定Amen, Amen.
They probably say Amen.
要让主亲自杀了他。
And let God kill them.
把他的皮剥下来。
So that their skin will be given.
解决罪恶的办法。
To solve sin.
但是这些观念一直发展，一直发展。
When this concept keep developing,
耶稣就到世界上来。
And Jesus Christ came to the world.
施洗约翰就讲出来。
And John the Baptist show it.
看。
Behold,
上帝的羔羊，
the Lamb of God,
除去世人罪，
He who will remove our sins.
亲爱的弟兄，
Dear brothers and sisters,
基督最大的工作，
the greatest work of Jesus Christ,
不是创造，
is not creation,
乃是再造，
but recreation.
基督最大的工作，
the greatest work of Christ,
不是定罪，
is not judgment,
乃是赦罪,
but forgiveness of
sin. 基督最大的工作,
the greatest work of Christ,
不是保护,
is not providence,
乃是救赎,
but salvation.
所以他用全能的命令托住了万有,
so he sustained all things by his powerful word.
他就用他的宝血洗净了人的罪,
and he used his blood to wash our sins.
最后他坐在父上帝的右边,
and then finally he sat on the right hand of God the Father.
等什么呢?
What is he waiting for?
一天他要成全万有,
he waited for the day he will accomplish all things.
他要承受万有,
he will inherit all things.
他审判万有,
and he will judge all things.
他要保护那些他所救赎的, 他所重造的, 属于他的人,
and he wants to provide for all the people that he has called and people that he has created for all eternity.
他坐在父上帝的右边,
so he sits on the right hand of God the Father.
坐在父上帝的右边是什么意思?
What does it mean to sit on the right hand of God the Father?
三大意,
there are three great meanings.
第一个意义,
firstly,
表示他所做的已经蒙父所悦纳,
it means that firstly, the things that he has done is accepted by God.
第二个意义,
secondly,
他已经在战场中间得胜了仇敌, 所以战胜者坐在王的右边,
it means that he's victorious over his enemies. That's why he can sit on the king's right hand.
第三个意义,
thirdly,
父神把权柄赐给他, 他变成掌权者, 统管万有。
God the Father has given him the authority so that he has authority over all things.
这位被杀的羔羊以后就变成犹大支派的狮子。
And this lamb that has been slaughtered will become the lion of Judah.
这位舍己流血的基督就变成万主之主、万王之王。
This Christ that has given his life and blood for us will be the King of Kings and Lord of Lords.
他在父的右边。
He is on the right hand of the Father.
到永永远远。
For all eternity.
他是得胜者。
He is the victor.
他是蒙悦纳者。
He is the person who's anointed.
他是掌权者。
He is the person with the power.
当你对这三件序言中间的基督论了解这些要点的时候
，When you understand Christology within all these verses，
你就有了一个基础可以继续研究希伯来书以下所有的信息。
You have a foundation to enable you to continue to study the book of Hebrews.
感谢上帝。
Thanks be to God.
今天我把这三节讲完了。
This evening I finished the three verses.
我们就求主预备我们的心。
We want to ask the Lord to prepare our hearts.
更精细对基督论的了解。
To receive even more precise understanding of Christology.
我们大家站起来。
Let us all stand up.
我们打开希伯来一章第一到第三节。
Let us look at Hebrews chapter 1 verse 1 to 3.
我们以敬拜基督的心
with a heart of worship,
以很严肃的态度
and solemnly,
在圣灵的光照之下
under the enlightenment of the Holy Spirit,
我们好好读这三节的话。
Let us read these three verses carefully.
希伯来书第一章
Hebrews chapter 1
第一到第三节
verse 1 to 3.
上帝既在古时候借着众先知多次多方的小意念主，就在这末世借着他儿子小意我们，又早已立他为承受万有，也曾借着他创造出世界。他是上帝荣耀所发的光，是上帝本体的真实，常用他全能的命令托住万有。他洗净了人的罪行，却坐在高天至大者右边。我们低头祷告。
Let us pray.